Welcome to episode 79 of the Lightseekers Lounge. Now, before we get on with the show, I just want to remind you that I have a little competition going at the moment as part of the recent podcast facelift. If you would love to go into the draw to win a 90-minute one-on-one coaching session with me valued at $297, all you need to do is share a post about this podcast on Facebook or Instagram and tag me at annielove.coach. So you could share one of the posts I've written on Instagram or Facebook, or you could be listening to the podcast and take a screenshot of your podcast app, or just take a photo of yourself listening to the podcast and tag me when you share it. Bonus points if you write a review on Apple Podcasts or leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify. Actually, extra bonus points, here's an idea. Write a review or do a 5-star rating on Spotify, screenshot it, and then share it on Instagram and tag me. How great would that be? Thank you so much to everyone who has written reviews or shared posts so far. So that is going to close on Sunday, 16th of October at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. All right, we are in early October, which is the beginning of Q4, the fourth quarter of 2022. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about 90-day goals and share some hot tips on setting goals and working towards them so we're more likely to achieve them. Now, spoiler alert, there's actually only about 80 days left until the end of this year. Yikes. If you are thinking, whoa, what just happened to this year, and the goals that you set at the beginning of this year feel like a very distant memory, or maybe you can't even actually remember what they were, I just wanted to do a check-in and give you the opportunity to do a reset and think about how you want to finish this year. I am super conscious that the last quarter of the year can be especially busy, what with the last term of school in Australia, breakup parties, lead up to the festive season, etc., etc. If the thought of goal setting at this end of the year is making you feel tired just hearing those words, that is completely okay. Save this episode for later and check in again when you're ready to set some 90-day goals. But if you're looking for a little pep talk, and you're going to come along for the ride and listen to this episode today, that is also awesome. I would love you to imagine that it's 31st of December 2022, and you're sitting back relaxing with a cup of tea or a glass of bubbles and reflecting on the year that has been. When you think to yourself or you say out loud to a loved one, I'm so proud of myself because I have achieved dot, dot, dot. What are the goals that you've ticked off your list over the past year or even just the last few months of the year? What would you love to say that you have accomplished? Now, hold that thought and let's talk more about goal setting and nailing our 90-day goals after this little intro. Hello, fellow seeker of light, and welcome to the Light Seekers Lounge. I'm Annie Love, and I'm a certified coach for incredible humans who want to build wholehearted businesses. I help them master their mindset, create simple strategies, and take meaningful action towards their goals in a soul-nourishing way that honors their business, their family, and most importantly, themselves. I'm also a wife and a mom to three gorgeous boys. Our parenting journey has been, well, a bit of a roller coaster. And while our family has navigated some pretty tumultuous times, I've learned just how important it is to keep seeking the light and the joy. Even in the midst of darkness, I believe that we can find light on the other side, even if the landscape is different to how we expected it to look. Here in the Light Seekers Lounge, we're going to share stories and conversations about how we create our best life, even when things feel hard. Thank you for being a light seeker with me. I am so glad you're here. Now, let's get on with the show. If you are someone who likes to set goals at the beginning of each year, how are you tracking towards those goals at the moment? Are they done and dusted? Are they almost there? Do you even remember the goals that you set at the beginning of 2022? If you don't, that's completely okay. I had to look mine up too. Now, I love spending time at the beginning of each year reflecting on the year that has passed and setting goals for the new year. However, I think there's a tendency to forget about the annual goals or to make them so big and lofty that they don't actually feel very achievable. And then either we procrastinate on them or we forget about them altogether. That is why I love 90-day goals. You could still use your big annual goals if you like, but then break those goals down into quarterly goals, 3 months, as a way of working towards the big annual goals. 90 days feels like enough time to accomplish something meaningful, and going in 3 month sprints makes it a bit easier. I think it's actually pretty amazing what we can achieve in a 3 month period. And then imagine what you can accomplish over a whole year when you stack up all of those quarterly goals you've been kicking. So let's start with a basic strategy on setting goals. So we're going to start with a goal setting statement, I suppose. You've probably heard the term SMART goals as a strategy for setting goals. That acronym has been around for many a decade now, ever since a group of consultants wrote a paper in 1981 on the SMART way to write management's goals and objectives. So just to give you a recap, these days the common understanding of SMART goals stands for S, specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for timely. And then some clever people have extended that to smarter goals and added in the ER, evaluation and revision. So in terms of setting goals, we want to start with the basics. S, be specific. So what is the goal you want to set? The specific details are important. So it's all very well to say, for example, that you want to make lots of sales in your business, but the power is in the detail. So what dollar figure do you want to turn over? Or what number of products do you want to sell in this 90-day period? You can also think about, why is it important to you? Who needs to be involved? Is it based on a particular location? What resources do I need? For those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a while, you might remember me having a conversation with my sister Rebecca and her husband Joe back in episode 31 about the progress that we care about. Now, Beck and Joe actually talked about a concept called process goals and actually using the process as the goal. So specifically, Beck knew she wanted to achieve 260 walks that year in 2021. Ultimately, it was using the walks to achieve more mobility, movement, and health. But rather than just saying, I want to get healthier, she used the process, the walking, and the number of walks in that year as her goal in general. So I think that can be a really great way of doing it. So the M in SMART is measurable. How will you know if you've achieved it? The specificity helps with this because, for example, like I mentioned above, when you have a general goal of I want to be healthier, how do you actually measure healthiness? Maybe it's easier to say and more measurable to say, do you want to be able to fit into a particular piece of clothing? Do you want to be able to participate in a 5 kilometer fun run? A is for achievable. Now, there's a fine line to this one, and let me explain. I am a big believer in having stretch goals and setting goals that extend us to beyond where we think we are capable and comfortable. However, in order for our brain to get behind our goals and help us achieve them, it needs to feel possible. So, for example, it's great to have a big goal of achieving, say, $1 million annual turnover in your business. But if you're currently making revenue of about $20,000 annually, there's a pretty big gap there. And it might feel so out of reach that it's hard to feel motivated to achieve it. So what is a goal that still feels stretchy but achievable. Maybe it's doubling your revenue or achieving a 20% growth. The other thing I want you to think about here is whether achieving this goal is in your control. I am a big believer in miracles. However, if achieving this goal feels like it's completely in someone else's hands, you might want to pick something that you can work towards largely independently. All right, R is for relevant. So when you're setting the goal, think about these questions. Do I actually care about this goal? Does it seem worthwhile achieving it? Does it align with my values? Do I want to achieve this goal for my own reasons, or am I doing it to impress or appease others? And I think that's really important to really think about the core drivers behind the goal, because if it doesn't feel relevant to us, we are less likely, far less likely, to put our passion behind it and make it happen. And T is for timely. When do you want to achieve your goal by? Set a deadline. Is it possible to achieve this in the next 90 days? Or do you need to break down your goal into smaller goals so that you can achieve it over the next 3 months? And if we're going to go with the ER, the smarter goal, I am a big fan of the smarter goal as I think it's so important to evaluate and revise our goals regularly. I also think it's really important to celebrate the progress on our goals. So when it comes to writing out your goal, it can be a really powerful practice to write it in the present tense. For example, it is New Year's Eve 2022, and I am celebrating that I have finished writing the last three chapters of my book and I have sent the draft manuscript to the publisher. Or it is 31st of December 2022, and over the past 3 months, I have made $15,000 in revenue in my business. So see how that's in present tense and it's also quite specific. So think about what it will look like for you to have achieved your goals. How will you feel? How will you celebrate? All right, now that you've written out your goal, what is next? I would recommend limiting your goals to no more than three, especially if you're working over a 90-day period. In order to focus your time and energy on achieving your goals, we need to have specific targets and we don't want to spread our attention too thin. Now that you've written out your SMART goals, the next step is to reverse engineer each one. What are the practical steps that you need to take to achieve that goal? Brainstorm as many steps as you can think of to get you closer to your goal. So, for example, if your goal is to finish the final three chapters of the book you're writing by the end of this year, how many words do you need to write in the next 3 months? Then break that down again. How many words do you need to write each day? Now go to your calendar and schedule in that daily writing time. When are you going to make it happen? Set a mini deadline for each chapter. Maybe you can also set a little celebration for each chapter too, a little reward. If you're setting goals and actions for a goal that has more steps, you know, than just a daily writing task, you could use a tool like Asana or Trello to map out the individual tasks that need to happen to reach your goal. So, how do you make it more likely that you'll actually achieve your goal? Let me share a few insights. Firstly, did you know that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down? That stat is according to a study done by the Dominican University in California. So, write down your goals. Keep those goals visible so that you can see them every day. Some people like entrepreneurs Grant Cardone and Rachel Hollis swear by writing out your goals daily or even multiple times daily to keep them at the forefront of your mind. I read some great insights on goals from James Clear that I wanted to share with you. I don't know if you've read it, but James is the author of a book called Atomic Habits. It's a really great book. It's all about the incredible results we can achieve through tiny incremental progress, how to break habits that aren't serving us, and how to create new habits. So James talks about goals as being the direction, not your destination, and to think about goals as a compass, not as the buried treasure. And I think this is a really important point because I'm sure we've all had an experience where we've achieved a goal and it hasn't actually felt as amazing as we thought it would. Or we've not achieved the goal and we've beat ourselves up about not being successful when we've actually achieved so much progress simply being on the journey. So James talks about setting the goal but releasing attachment to the outcome and just being present to the journey and everything you achieve and learn on the way to that goal. When it comes to achieving goals, James uses the analogy of a boat. In order to get anywhere in a boat, we need both the rudder and the oars. The rudder is our commitment to the goal and setting the direction of where we want to go. But without using the oars to propel us forward, we don't actually move in the set direction. The oars are our system or process for moving us forward towards the direction that we've set. So it's really important to have both of those things. We need a goal, we need a direction to head in, but we also need the systems, the processes, the steps, the tasks to get us to that destination, or at least in the same direction. So here are James's five tips for achieving your goals. One is ruthlessly eliminate your goals. He says to have a goal competition until you know which few goals are important to you that you really want to go after. Because the fastest way to achieve a goal is to pause the less important tasks and focus your time and energy on the goal that you want to achieve. Number two is stack your goals. Make a specific plan on how you're going to achieve it. Now, James suggests creating an implementation intention with a statement such as, during this week, I will partake in at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercise on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 9 a.m. at the gym. So it's a really specific intention on how you're going to, what system you're going to use to get towards your goal. Now, if you've read Atomic Habits, you'll know that James presents the concept of habit stacking. So creating new habits you want to create by stacking them on top of habits you already do regularly. For example, if your goal is to implement a regular gratitude practice, you could decide that as you're drinking your morning coffee, you'll write down five things you're grateful for every day. Number three in James's suggestions is to set an upper limit. Now, we often think about setting goals by setting a minimum standard, but James thinks it's important to set an upper limit too. For example, I'm going to do at least 10 squats every morning after I brush my teeth, but no more than 20. And his theory is that it's really important to set an upper limit to reduce overwhelm, and it makes it easier to sustain our progress and keep showing up consistently. Because if we're turning up and we're thinking, oh gosh, I've got to do at least 10 squats and I could be here for hours, there's a different mindset to, okay, I know I've just got to get these squats done, no more than 20, I'm out of here. Number four is to align your environment with your goal. Now, scientists call this choice architecture. I call it setting yourself up for success. So if we reduce the resistance and roadblocks to our goals, it increases the likelihood of us achieving our goals. For example, if your goal is to start each day without checking your email and social media, then it makes sense not to sleep with a phone beside your bed, right? If you do want to drink at least 2 liters of water each day, it would be best to have a big water bottle sitting on your work desk so that you're more likely to drink water. Makes sense. Visual cues like having a water bottle on the desk can be really helpful in making progress on our goals, and it can actually drive motivation to make things happen. And number five, measure. Regularly tracking our progress on goals can be a really powerful motivator to keep us going. Perhaps you can keep a spreadsheet of your financial stats from the previous month in business if your goal is to be making more money. or if you're writing a book, colour in a progress chart to track how many words you've written every day. There are plenty of habit tracker apps these days, or you could just put a big cross on a calendar for each day that you take action towards your goal and aim not to break the streak. There's a quote here that says, "Success is often a result of committing to the fundamentals over and over again." And it sounds like a bit boring, doesn't it? You know, but it's the little things consistently that make the biggest progress. Now, the final thing I'd like to mention on your goal setting strategy is just to notice what thoughts and fears come up for you when you're thinking about your goal. Fear is often the underlying factor when it comes to procrastination. We can tend to self-sabotage when we're a bit worried about what we'll have to sacrifice to achieve our goal, or even what might happen if we actually achieve our goal. James Clear suggests asking the question, "What kind of pain do I want?" and consider the trade-offs that you're willing to accept on the way to achieving this goal. Do you really want it? And one of the things, there's a concept, and I can't for the life of me remember what it's called at the moment, but it's like when we're trying to set ourselves a goal, but deep down and buried in our subconscious is the belief that we're not worthy of it, or that something terrible might happen if we actually achieve that goal. And those kind of fears, when we're not aware of them, can be keeping us stuck without actually, we don't really know what to do with it. So what can be a really helpful strategy is journaling, is just to see what comes out when you start writing and get all of those fears and unhelpful thoughts out of your head and onto paper. When we read them out loud, those fears often have far less power over us. Whew, all right, that was a lot of information in a short period of time. How are you feeling about your goals? Are you ready to make some magic in the next 80 days and celebrate your progress on New Year's Eve? Awesome. I would love to hear what your goals are if you'd like to share them with me and you want an accountability buddy. Come on over and join the Light Seekers Lounge Facebook group. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, or come and send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook and share your goals with me. Now, I also need to let you know that in a couple of weeks, I'm running a hands-on 90-minute workshop virtually on Zoom, where you can take your goals and make meaningful progress towards them. If you are ready to create more time in your life, get more intentional with your time, and be focusing on the things that feel really important to you and move you forward without the hustle, the grind, and the burnout, I would love you to join me for my Time Mastery Masterclass. It's happening on Wednesday, the 26th of October. So go to annielove.coach/masterclass for all the details, and I'll put that link in the show notes as well. The early bird price of $39.50 Australian dollars will be available until Wednesday, the 19th of October. I cannot wait to see you there. I hope you will join me. In the meantime, have a beautiful week, and I will catch you again very soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Light Seekers Lounge podcast. I am so grateful to have you here. If you loved the show, it would mean the world to me if you could hit subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would love to continue the conversation with you, so come on over and join the Light Seekers Lounge Facebook group, or come say hi to me on Instagram at annielove.coach. Talk to you soon.